Hello, this is the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Before we go further, I want to acknowledge a man who was not only a filmmaker, a producer, a father, a husband, and MCA of Beastie Boys, Adam Yauch, who would have been 56 today. 56, I think, or 57. Yeah. And when Yauch died in 2012, 10 years ago, the Beastie Boys became no more. The Beastie Boys were, as Chuck D put it so brilliantly, Jackie Robinson in reverse. These three white Jewish guys taking the mic with License to Ill. And then they gave us Paul's Boutique. And Paul's Boutique was not successful as they had hoped it would be, but it took a while, and now it is one, it's a masterpiece. Hello Nasty, Ill Communication, Check Your Head, To the Five Boroughs, Hot Sauce and the Committee. Yeah. So I wanted to do that because this is a film podcast, this is a music podcast, and Adam Yauch wore those many hats. I mean, Horatio Hornblower, I think that's when he would direct things that the Beasties were doing. So I wanted to pay tribute to Adam Yauch here at the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I have been a Beastie Boys aficionado since the beginning. And I remember, I didn't particularly like homecoming in high school. The only thing I liked about it is you got out of class early and they would play Brass Monkey. Yep. And that's where I fell hard for the Beastie Boys. But for me, and I'm sure for many others, it's all about Paul's Boutique. Paul's Boutique is a classic. Hey Ladies, Sounds of Silence, Eggman, and my personal favorite, Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun. Yep. So let's honor Adam Yauch, MCA, who had that very unique voice, very raspy, of the three Beastie Boys. And so that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast intro for the beginning. Tonight it's Freeform Friday, so we can talk about whatever we want. Stay tuned, Dr. Zeus Film Podcast coming up. And so here we are, Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. It's been one hell of a week, but I don't need to tell you that. It's August. If you're in California, it's hot. That's why I have a fan on. And I'm recording, walking the dog, or walking myself. And it's Friday. And we all know about Friday, and we know about Smokey, and we know about Craig. You ain't got shit to do. Yeah. Talk about a classic. The fact that we're still quoting Friday, written by Ice Cube and DJ Pooh, by Felicia. People still say that to this day. And it's funny when I hear people say that and then they don't know that it's from Friday. And they're like, well, why did he say bye Felicia? Because she just wanted too much. And like one time she wanted to borrow someone's car and Smokey got up on her and he's like, what kind of shit is that? You want to borrow someone's car? You usually want to borrow some eggs or some sugar. You're not borrowing my car. And I forget the woman who played her. I don't know if Felicia made another appearance. See, I've never seen the Friday sequels. Maybe I should. Or maybe I shouldn't. That's the thing with sequels. We make them because they're lucrative. Because it's all about money. Money. Yeah. It's all about money. And sometimes one film is enough. When you make like a dozen of them and then you've lost every trace of why you really even did this film to begin with. You know, if it's a sequel or prequel, I get it. I get it. There's three in a row. Lord of the Rings. You know, with the Lord of the Rings, I thought, great, we're done. No, we just had to have prequels. We just had to have The Hobbit. Although my brother's friend predicted that. And we got The Hobbit. And then The Avengers. There's another Avengers film coming. I'll believe it when I see it. Because for me, it ended in 2019. End game. It's in the title. End game. The end of the game. But, you know, people want more. I think everyone kind of has like this Veruca Salt, kind of like ethos in their brain, where I want it now, but they want more. Oh, they want more, all right. Why do you want more? Yeah. Whereas Biggie said, more money, more problems. So, and you know, I know they're making some Dune sequels. Dune was interesting. It was interesting. You actually saw Timothy Chalamet playing something other than Call Me By Your Name and Little Women. Great actor. Great actor. I mean, you know, Call Me By Your Name, it's about that peach and it's the pits. And yeah, I'm so tired right now. I could be doing, you know, a smorgasbord right now and you wouldn't even know it. But yeah, I do this show. It pumps me up. It pumps you up. I'm waiting on Jason Almy. I know you're listening. To watch The Northman when he's got time. So we can talk about it. And Chris Wetzke and Adam Simmons, you can watch it too. I'm surprised you guys haven't watched it though. I mean, it's a good movie. You know, it's no Top Gun. Yeah. Someone asked me that recently. Hey, did you see Top Gun? I said, I didn't even like the first one. Why would I go see this one? But it's Tom Cruise. Okay. He's old enough to be your father. Oh, great. They sprayed pesticides. Yeah. So, here at the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, a burger is a burger, a fry is a fry. But a good movie is hard to come by. I made that rhyme, you know. And then you look at television. Television is becoming so cinematic. You've got Succession. You got this new Game of Thrones prequel coming out about dragons. HBO. I'm scared now because Time Warner has purchased HBO Max. So people are scared that they're going to get rid of certain shows. And, you know, I like my HBO. I mean, Showtime, the app is a little cheaper. But HBO, come on. Think of the HBO really is a movie channel. Because those TV shows are cinematic. Sopranos. Game of Thrones. 6 Feet Under. It's another one. Deadwood. Succession. Westworld. Westworld, which is actually based off of a movie. And the movie had the legendary Yul Brynner. You know, from The King and I. He was Ramses and the Ten Commandments. Where he took his shirt off and drove people bananas. I know, because I read about Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner, hoo-hoo. If he had lived to see this Westworld, I don't know if he was conservative or not. I'm sure he'd be stunned. They're naked? Yeah, they're naked. And then there's people complaining now about the nakedness of Westworld. Westworld has been on since 2016? What? 2016. And you all are just now complaining about it? Okay. It's always funny. I think of my friend. We would always talk about movies. And he would tell me how the sex scenes let him down. And I'd say, dude, if you want that, then go watch porn. Come on. And some of the shows on HBO and Showtime, it's like Cinemax Uncut. Yeah. There's a little bit of butt showing, a little bit of nipple ball. Although, that really has kept me from watching Monsters Ball all these years because I don't want to see Billy Bob Thornton's nuts. I'm sure Halle Berry took good care of them, but I don't want to see them, you know? And the clips that I've seen, I saw like maybe a little bit of Monsters Ball. And it was more like a monster with balls. And, you know, hey, it won Halle Berry an Oscar. I mean, I would have preferred it if she'd won an Oscar for playing a scientist or a lawyer. But no. They gave it to her for Monsters Ball. But as my friend's husband would say, hey, they should have given her an Oscar just for having to kiss Billy Bob Thornton. It's like, I remember the year The Fighter was nominated. And Mickey Rourke. And my friend's husband said that at least Marissa Tomei should have gotten an Oscar for having to kiss Mickey Rourke. Yeah. Nothing against you, Mickey, but come on. Botox. That's the other thing I've noticed is these Botox commercials. These working mothers. Botox helped me. So botulism and poison helped you become a better mother? No, you were just tired. Here's my thing about that. You know how they always say, do not take medication if you have this. Where is the disclaimer for Botox? Do not get Botox if you're breastfeeding. That would be a zombie apocalypse disaster. Can you just imagine that? Probably already happened. Someone's taking too much Botox and breastfeeding, and the baby looks like Madonna's butt. No. Madonna won't even admit that she's taking, but Madonna looks like she ate Botox. They didn't have to inject it. It's like Madonna just put it in her mouth and chewed it. And Nicki Minaj sat on it. Nicki Minaj obviously sat on some Botox. And that other one, you know. I don't get it. I know people who take it. Okay, you know, you want to get rid of some crow's feet and some laugh lines. Okay. But what's going to happen when you're like 92 and you've got all that Botox inside of you? Ugh. You won't even be able to play canasta or shuffleboard because your face will just play it. Your face will look like a piano. Ring. Yeah. And I know a lot of actresses, you know, hey, I get it. The entertainment industry, it's based on how you look. That is true. But Joan Rivers proved that. You look at the clown mask that Joan Rivers had welded on her face. Come on. It proves it. She was aware of the kind of business she was in. Nobody wants to look at an old lady. And then I think back to the movies. And I remember my friend and I going to see Captain Marvel. You know, Brie Larson, brilliant. Annette Bening, brilliant. You know what my friend said when Annette Bening came on the screen? Oh my God, this HD, 4K, look at her. And then she says to me, if my face ever looks like that, kill me. And I thought, how mean. I said that to her too. I said, that's not nice. Well, look at her. Yeah, she's aging. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, but she at least should have something done. Well, she doesn't want to. That's sad. That's sad when you think Annette Bening looks bad. And yet, you know, Warren Beatty married her. Think of all the women that Warren Beatty had. And he married Annette Bening. I always think it's because she said that line to him in Bugsy. Why don't you go jerk yourself a soda? Now, I would have married anyone who, if the cat had said that to me. Why don't you go and jerk yourself a soda? Okay. Put a ring on it. You don't need Beyonce to tell you that. So yeah, you know, back in the day, plastic surgery existed. Yeah, it did. It did. I don't see Betty Davis running to the plastic surgeon. Betty Davis looked her age and then some. Because she was a character actress. She knew it was not about being glamorous. It was about being memorable. Now, Joan Crawford, on the other hand, I've heard things, you know. She had trog, and then they injected trog into her. And then it looked like Mildred Pierce had a baby with whatever happened to Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. You know? There are certain people that you look at them and you're like, okay. Too much. My friend and I, we were talking about Jackie Stallone. You know, Sly Stallone's mother. Astrologer to the stars. I like Jackie. She was eccentric and interesting. And I could listen to her talk forever. But she just had a lot of work done. And there's a point where, do they look human? Do they, what planet are they from? I'm sure we'd all like to ask Little Kim, what planet are you from? Little Kim doesn't even look human anymore. Little Kim looks like something you could buy at Tesla. I mean, you know, you remote control the mouth and her nose, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's Freeform Friday, so fuck it. Little Kim's nose is like a Michael Jackson replica. That nose, she probably borrowed it from Michael. I remember one time telling my mother, we were talking about those crazy Jacksons. I said, yeah, LaToya and Janet and Michael all have the same nose. And she said, well, duh, they're brother and sister. And I said, no, they all had the noses done. Obviously by the same plastic surgeon. Although Michael's went a little far, you know. Michael wanted to look like this actor that played Peter Pan in the 50s. Bobby Driscoll, I think that was his name. He wanted his nose. Okay. He also probably wanted to fly. Hence the term Never Never Land for the ranch. Yeah. And then LaToya. Same nose as Michael. Hers didn't fall off that we know of. And then there's Janet. Same nose as Michael and LaToya. You know, it did look different when she was doing Rhythm Nation. Maybe it fell off then. I don't know. I like Janet. Oh, God, LaToya. I remember when LaToya went country. This really is Freeform Friday. I used to watch just the shittiest television shows. Yes, I used to watch Geraldo. And he had, for some reason, he had like probably a thing for LaToya. And he had her on because probably thought she was beautiful. And she's flirting with him and all this other shit. And she comes out with this album called From Nashville to You. And I thought, that is disturbing. And she sang crazy. And it looked like Michael Jackson with a wig on. And you know LaToya had that Louis the Eighth hair, like she was from 1785, Let Them Eat Cake hair. And she's singing crazy, and she looks like Michael singing crazy. And flirting with Geraldo. Geraldo hadn't been the same after, you know, the whole Al Capone thing. But seriously, would you be the same if you opened a safe and there's nothing in there but spiders? Oh, Geraldo, Geraldo. It's, you know, I'm feeling nostalgic. It's like the 90s, you know, the 90s were just that time. And, you know, having to explain to my niece and nephew that we actually went outside without a tablet. You know, they're good kids, but those tablets, I mean, come on. I remember we went camping. Well, more so glamping, because we did have a trailer that we stayed in. I wanted to stay in the tents, but what are you going to do? And it was hot as Hades. And my brother would say to them, stop playing on the tablets. And so I'm sure he kicked himself when he realized that, because the reception was not great, you know, for data. So it was about Wi-Fi. But then again, he needed Wi-Fi too, and so did I. Had we parked closer to the beach, no Wi-Fi. But then how would we, you know, no data. We'd have to use a payphone. So the fact that we parked where we parked and the kids got their Wi-Fi, yeah, it was an interesting time. It was 2019. This is a year before. Actually, not a year. This is a couple months before COVID-19. Where everything changed. You couldn't go anywhere. And you go pump gas and wear a mask and gloves and shit. And I know that people, the non-vaxxers, made fun of me for that. And that's fine. That's fine. So, I just hope you don't get COVID. I don't wish that upon anyone. It is a horrible experience. The variant, I'm vaccinated. But you know, there are some of you who remain nameless, who called me a sheep for getting vaccinated. And no fucking thank you. I'm happy I am. Because had I not, I'd be dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. Capital letters. And then we wouldn't be having this conversation. Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. And I know some of you want to politicize COVID-19. And the, you call it very derogatory terms that I will not mention on this show. Get over it. It's real. I know people who told me that Jesus told them not to get vaccinated. What the fuck? Really? Or, it's not real. I had it. Okay. You had it. And what happened? Well, I felt a little sick. And then I gave it to some. See, and then they transmit it and they don't see. And they don't fucking care. And then they cry. And you know. Yeah. They cry that they can't get into the restaurant because they're not vaccinated. Well, whose decision was that? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it get vaccinated. Nope. And so, those of you who, you know, you're a sheep for getting vaccinated. Well, at least I'm a horse that's not dead. So, I don't know what else to tell you. People will do anything. People will say anything. People will say fucked up shit. That's why I love Freeform Friday. I can walk and gallop and record and talk and boom. I know I pissed some of you off. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, I could really piss people off right now. I am a photographer and just go the route of Robert Mapplethorpe. But Robert Mapplethorpe already did that. And I do take pictures of flowers like Robert Mapplethorpe, but I don't take pictures of assholes and whips. And maybe I should. Maybe I should. You know, the tan suit with the cock poking out. The uncut cock. I think that sold for $400,000. Hey. Good taste. And so, yeah. We live in provocative times with provocative people, provocative art. And yeah, it's Friday, motherfuckers. I don't condone those of you who want to go out and have a drink, because unless you have an Uber, don't drive home. And yeah, today is the birthday of MCA, Adam Yauch. He would have been 58 years old, 2 years away from being 60. Hip-hop royalty. There are some people, and you know who you are, who like to shit on the Beastie Boys and not give them their dues because they're three white Jewish rappers from Brooklyn. Okay. But they were good. They were so good. So enigmatic. And look what they did. Look what they did. Russell Simmons can't hate on them because they made him a lot of money. That first album, it was like the Marx Brothers of hip hop. And then it got a little out of hand, the women in the cages and yes, the overt masculinity. You gotta fight the beer. You gotta fight for your right to party. And the women getting kissed, obviously they didn't want it, or I don't know, I wasn't the casting director. A legendary music video. And I forgot to mention at the beginning, one of my personal favorites, What You Want. I love that track. Bob Dylan loved that track. Bob Dylan liked the Beastie Boys. Why? Because Bob Dylan knows good music. Maybe it didn't hurt, you know? It's like he's a fellow Jew. I'm a fellow Jew on my father's side. A Spanish Jew. Yeah. I'm just being silly. But it's Freeform Friday. And you fuckers, you got it. All bangers, all the time. Just like Kendall Roy would say from Succession. It's the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. And I am smelling the flowers. Unpleasant dreams. Have a good weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.